From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. Over the past year, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has conducted aggressive raids, arresting and detaining thousands of people. ICE has scaled back operations in Chicago, but the ripple effects from prior arrests continue to play out, affecting some Latino students at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. For IPM News, Stephanie Oriana reports.
Jules Alvarez-Leyva still remembers a night she found out her brother had been arrested by ICE. She was reposting information she'd seen on social media about an arrest on the southwest side of Chicago. Soon after, she learned it was her older brother, Oswaldo, who'd been detained.
And for me, it was really shocking and devastating at the moment because I usually repost it just to keep people alert, and I never imagined that it would have been someone that was close to me that would have gotten detained.
She learned that her brother had been trying to sell his truck to someone and agreed to meet the buyer at a Home Depot parking lot. That's where federal agents pulled up and arrested him. This was last October, but Jules says her parents had been preparing her for this kind of scenario since she was a little girl. She was 9 during President Trump's first term, and says her parents put emergency contacts in her backpack in case they ever got detained.
You always have a plan, but when it actually comes down to like experiencing that, you don't know what to do. Like for me, in that moment, I didn't know what to do. My first instinct was like I tried to hold my emotions, but I couldn't.
Oswaldo's detainment made things difficult for her family back home. Jules says her mother has health issues and Oswaldo had been the one supporting her.
He's always been there to, like, when it comes to picking up her medications and doing grocery runs for her, that's what he would do, or just making sure that she was, like, okay.
Jules is a U of I junior studying political science. Last fall, after her brother was detained, she packed her bags mid-semester and spent 2 weeks in Chicago to help her family there. For the first few days, Jules says her mother was depressed and would break down randomly.
I knew that her not having my brother around would be extremely difficult for her because she would depend on him for a lot of things. If I felt really helpless because I didn't know what exactly she needed or what I can do to make her feel better.
Oswaldo is a father himself, and his detainment has also been hard on his children. He has a 1-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter, Jules' niece, who asked nonstop where her father was. Jules is not the only U of I student who's been affected this way by the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Emilia Mancero is a U of I senior and the president of ICAUS, a student organization that supports undocumented students. Mancero says her elderly aunt and other relatives decided to leave the country to avoid arrest and deportation.
I think selfishly I wanted her to stay. I wanted it to, like, let's see it its way through, but you can't force these people to, like, be in these kinds of positions, you know?
Mancero is also a mentor for undocumented students at the U of I Office of Vice Chancellor for Access, Civil Rights, and Community. She says a few students have come in person seeking help, but she suspects there are more who are struggling on their own.
Who knows if there's more students that maybe just haven't created campaigns or haven't made it public that their families are being impacted by ICE.
Mancero says that some students struggle to balance their schoolwork with everything else going on.
There are people thinking, like, how can I be there for my family? Like, how can I be more available, obviously being like 2-3 hours away?
In response to questions for this story, a spokesperson for ICE said Oswaldo was arrested and detained because he entered the U.S. unlawfully and because of his past criminal charges in the Chicago area. I was able to get in touch with him after he was deported to Mexico late last year. He's now 28 and tells me his mom brought him to the U.S. when he was a small child. For a time, he was covered by DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a U.S. policy that protects children like him from deportation. But he says he lost DACA status a decade ago after he dropped out of high school. He now lives in Morelos with his sister, helping her run a small agricultural supply business, supporting his family from afar.
Like, I'm over here. I really want to be over there. I want to see my kids, hug them, spend time with them, but it's not like that.
As for Jules Alvarez-Leyva, she says the whole situation has caused her to struggle.
So for me, it's been difficult to even get out of bed, go to my classes, do homework, or even go to work. I kind of have to force myself to get out of bed.
She says she visits Chicago once a month to do grocery runs for her family and take her mother to doctor's appointments.
I have to, like, just adapt to this new situation and be there for my parents, even if it's something that's going to be difficult. Like, I have to, like, step up and take that role.
While ICE agents have scaled back their presence in Chicago, Jewel says she remains on edge.
And that's why I said just kind of like create again another plan with my parents, like making sure like I communicate with them whenever like I have free time.
It always heavily on her mind, but she tries not to let it consume her. Right now, she's focused on taking care of her mental health and just making it through this semester. I'm Stephanie Orellana, IPM News.